Hi, Mikey. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. Do you remember speaking with me back on Monday?
I do, yes.
How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Well, I mean, we're halfway through the week at least, right? So happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I was calling you back in regards to, well, his request from Toby when I talked to you guys on Monday. Was it something you guys were wanting to move forward with, or did you have any questions in regards to the email that I sent to you?
Yeah, I think so. Let me go get him and make sure he doesn't have any questions. But, yeah, I got the email. Everything looks good to me. Let me just check in with him.
Absolutely.
I did share the email to him, so give me that call for me.
Of course, yeah. Take your time.
Our days are never predictable, so you get these last-minute service calls and you have to rush out to the work.
I hear you. Perks of being a business owner, though.
Yeah. Yep. It's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
The Splash, the advertisement, the Google advertisement.
Yeah.
They're calling, so.
Oh.
Do you have any more questions or? All right. So let me. Okay. Yeah, he seems happy with it too, so.
Okay. Well, like I said, Mikey, we're gonna be make you very happy with the services. So what I would have to do here, just to make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do is just verify some information about your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact for the front page to people to reach them. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 909-772-5500, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yeah, that's the best one. The reason I have the other one, because it is a local number, and sometimes people are more comfortable seeing the local number, and that's really attached to this number. It's like a Google, you know, the Google numbers that,
uh-huh.
You know, the secondary line that attaches to your primary.
Correct, yes. Okay,
so
okay.
Yeah, the one you're talking to me on now is
would be the best one.
The
okay,
best one.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's the one that we'll promote for you. And then also, Mikey, we do have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what's going to get you and Toby the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 56691 Golden Bee Drive. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home?
It's a home.
Okay, so if that's a home, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way people know the general area that you're located in, but not turn-by-turn directions exactly to your home.
Good, yeah, because we don't really, I mean, there's no reason for us to have a storefront. We always go to people's locations, so.
That's why we do hide the address. We don't want folks knocking on your door for services if you're going to service them, so.
Yes.
All right. All righty. And then also, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Lowis.
Lowis, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation for the company? How would you like them seen? Is it 24 hours, like on your?
You can go ahead and put 24 hours. If someone has an emergency, they can contact us.
Okay, wonderful. And that's one of the services that I was going to ask, or one of the questions. You do offer emergency services since it's 24 hours?
Yes.
Wonderful. All righty. And then also, and what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients when you're finished with the job? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
We can, yeah. I prefer credit cards or cash, but I guess we could. I mean, there's no reason we couldn't take checks.
Okay. Well, if you ever want anything adjusted or changed on the account with us, whether it be the hours of operation, anything on the account number, the type of finances you accept and everything, you can change anything on that if you choose to. Okay, just let us know you want those changes implemented. We can make them for you immediately.
Okay.
And then also, did you have any other forms of, I know you have a Facebook out there, but did you have any forms of media out there for your company, like Instagram or anything like that?
Right now I just have the Facebook. I should get working on that. I should get an Instagram too, but that's just something I have to sit down and do. But right now it's just a Facebook.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. I just like to double check because I want to make sure nothing that you'd be doing outside of what we're doing for you would conflict with the services. And none of those do. So I just like to double check. And then also, Mikey, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to your account with us for whatever reason, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text message.
A text message? Okay, alrighty. Mm-hmm. And I'll send you over a text message here momentarily giving you my contact information, but what I did for you while I was asking that is I was sending you over an email because we do send you over everything in writing. You have two forms of contact on the email that I sent over to you. On the email previously, you probably noticed my number at the very bottom, so my number is always going to be located at the bottom of every email that I send over to you. But client support's number is at the very top of this last email that I sent over to you as well. That way, if you ever need anything changed or adjusted and I'm busy, client support would be able to make those changes for you immediately, okay, because you can reach a live agent. All righty.
Okay.
And then also, give me one second here. Okay, now that I'm going to send you over that text message right now, giving you my contact information, and then... Okay, I just sent it over to you right now from our business line. It's an 877 number that it's coming from. Alrighty. So I did send you that over right now, and it just showed me that both of those messages, the email and the text message, sent successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do for you, in order for us to be able to secure the listing, Mikey, that would be securing the payment at the $249 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company? You're going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card. What works best for the company?
I have a debit card right now. I would like to set it up on a credit card later, but right now, I'll put it on the debit card. But as far as like, any recurring payments, I'd like to change that later, but for the initial payment right now,
okay.
I'll use this debit card.
Yeah, you can make it, like I said, when you're ready to make that change, just let us know and we'll go ahead and change the card information when you're ready to.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm ready for those numbers when you are, and I'll repeat them back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
4427.
Mm-hmm.
4270.
Okay.
6754.
Okay.
4876.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
326.
And the little code on the back?
827.
827. Okay. And is that car connected to the 56691 Golden Bee Drive?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And then what I'm going to be doing right now is we use a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server. So I'm going to be coding out the card. But before I code out the card here, I just want to make sure that I do have everything inputted accurately. So I do have a Visa starting with the 4427, 4270, 6754, 4876. And then we have March of 2026 and 827.
That's right.
Alrighty, so the card is encrypted, it's coded out, it only shows the last four digits, and what I'm going to be doing right now is going over a 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement with our company that this is month-per-month non-contractual, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, Mikey, if there's a question on here that it asks you that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a better understanding of what it asks you, just feel free to stop me and I'll address that question a different way so you have a firm understanding. But it's pretty self-explanatory. But it does read as follows. Okay, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call, it will be recorded for quality assurance and to also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Axiom Contractors.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the company.
Michael Lois, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But, Mikey, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that would be charged today's date. That's going to be December 15th, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 15th, but in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, Mikey, what I'm having my finance team do right now is run the 249. As soon as that goes through, they will be getting back to me, and I will be sending you over a confirmation email showing you that that came out of your account. And then while I do that, I'm going to set you up for your client interview. So right now I'm looking at their calendar, and I do have 2 appointments available, or actually 3. I can get you in, let me see here. Right now I believe, well, you're in the same time zone as us, so I can get you in at, how does 1 this afternoon sound? Or if you want to, or if it's earlier, I can get you in, about 45 to 50 minutes from now at 10 a.m. if that works.
No, this morning's pretty rough. Later in the day would be better, like after 3.
Gotcha. Well, later in the day works best for you, I don't have after 3 available. The 1 o'clock appointment is what I have available for this, the latest appointment that I have available today. The rest of the evening is booked out for us, but I can get you in tomorrow if it works better for you.
What do you think? Probably 1's okay, or I'll probably have to be on the computer.
No, you don't need to be around a computer, just on your smartphone. Basically, what they're going to be going over with you during the interview is the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, going over the available domain names for your company, and just going over like a small testimonial about your business to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. And then, of course, walking you through on getting photos over to us and so on and so forth so we can start customizing the website.
Okay, I think 1 o'clock should be okay.
Okay, and the process, it takes about 25 to 30 minutes. Of course, if you don't have a lot of questions for them, it can take longer, the process normally takes about 25 to 30 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And just to let you know, they're going to be contacting you on this number that we're speaking on right now, the 909-772-5500, okay?
Okay.
All right, and give me 1 moment here. Spots fill up very quickly, so I want to make sure that I get you set up there quickly. Give me 1 moment.
Okay.
All right.
You gotta take a single drive off.
All right, and what I'm doing right now is I'm gonna send you over a calendar invite as well, telling you what time the client interview is gonna be scheduled for, and that's gonna be today at 1 o'clock. So I'm sending you over that calendar invite as we speak, and then I'm also gonna be sending you over a YouTube tutorial video via text message. That way you and Toby can see exactly how to use the ins and outs of the dashboard. Alrighty.
Okay.
So I press the invite right now, and I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. What we're going to do for you, Mikey, is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for it. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you and Toby. I can definitely tell you that. And then I do need you for about another minute or two. I want to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line? Yeah, you should have 2 of them sent over from us. There's 1 that says welcome, like a welcome aboard email, and there's another 1 that says Local Splash initial invoice. And I just pressed the send button right now for the text message as well. So you should be receiving that tutorial video on the dashboard momentarily.
Okay. So I was just trying to load here for a sec. So.
Yeah, like I said, take your time. And are you and Toby both going to be attending the client interview?
Probably not. I mean, he'll probably be available if we need him to be, but.
Okay, I just want to double check here. It doesn't matter. I mean, just as long as one of you are able to take care of it, it doesn't matter if both of you are there. I just like to double check.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I see the initial invoice, the welcome to Splash, and the invitation.
Okay, so go ahead and go into the invoice for me. And then you're gonna see about the third line down. It says there's a little link. It says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Mhm.
Okay, so right when you click on that, that's gonna take you to a page that shows you the services that are included within the package. And then once you scroll all the way down, you're going to see two boxes that I need. There's one that I need you to sign at the very bottom, but before that, you see the box under the cancellation and refund section. There's a little box that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of a credit card. So you would click that box, and then you would also sign your name as seen above. So capital sensitive as well. And then once you confirm your signature, it's going to do two things. It will lock you into that discounted rate of $249 moving forward, and it's also going to take you to another page that says local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
The signature does not match.
Give me a moment here. I'll go into it with you.
I just typed my name in. Let's see.
So did you, I typed it in, I spelled your name M-I-K-E-I-L-O-W-I-S, and you would type it.
Okay, yeah, legally it's Michael, so that's.
Oh, I do apologize here. Let me go ahead and sign. You can go ahead and sign it that way right now, but if we do send you anything in the future, I will let you know. We'll have it spelled it with the full first name, okay? And
okay.
If Michael,
yeah, it doesn't matter to me as long as it's legally fine. I'm at that, you know, that's how I spell and use my name, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so like on the credit cards, it'll be, well, they're the business is on the cards anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So
I'm at the local username and password.
Okay, so the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, the one ending in 5500. And the password, that would be given to you and created to you today at the time of the client interview at 1 p.m. Okay, and then once you disconnect with them after the interview's over, you're always able to customize them into whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are, so you and Toby do. Okay, and then... But let me just, for the account purposes, they like the first full name. So is it spelled like the regular Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yep.
Okay. And then we'll still call you Mikey over here, but just for the account purposes, I like the full first name.
Legal.
And
yeah,
exactly. And what's the, is there any middle initial on the card there?
The card's mainly under the business.
Oh, has the name and the business name, or just the business name?
It has both.
Okay, gotcha.
A lot of them have the G on it, so middle initial is G.
Middle initial is G. Okay, give me a moment here. Alrighty. Okay, and then I did get you all set up on my end, Mikey, in order for you to get a call, you and Toby to get a call today at 1 p.m. But I do want to ask here, before my agents give you a call this afternoon, did you have any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
Not right now, no.
All right. Well, if you happen to think of any, feel free to call into us anytime you want anything adjusted or changes, like the credit card information. Let us know at the time of the client interview today if you have that information on hand. That way we can get it taken care of for you. But if not, let us know when you want that changed out so we can get that changed out immediately for you. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, we do appreciate you and Toby taking the time out every day to speak with us. We definitely appreciate your business. And just wait for that call this afternoon so we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.